The plan would apply to every company that does door-to-door sales, but it's aimed at companies that hire college-aged kids as independent contractors to sell magazines. It stems from an incident about a decade ago when seven members of a traveling sales crew died in an I-90 van crash near Milton. The van flew by a police officer at around 80 miles per hour, and because the driver had no license, he tried to switch seats with the passenger on the fly. The van was carrying 14 people when it crashed. It was also unlicensed. Middleton Democratic Senate sponsor John Erpenbach says his proposal would give the state the authority to go after some of the bad companies that put kids in these situations. He says these businesses hire kids who slip between the cracks.
They absolutely, positively prey on our kids, especially troubled kids.
Among other requirements, Erpenbach's plan would force traveling sales companies to perform criminal background checks on their workers. But West Bend Republican Senator Glenn Grothman told his colleagues they were overreacting to a horrible tragedy. Grothman noted that several college students made the trip to public hearings on this plan to talk about how much they enjoyed their experiences on traveling sales crews and about how much money they made.
Now the land of the free is going to pass a bill, in essence, banning this company and forbidding these kids who go to University of Wisconsin-Madison, Marquette, Eau Claire, where have you, forbidding these kids from having this job opportunity.
The plan cleared both the Senate and Assembly with solid majorities yesterday. It caps off what's been about a 10-year legislative battle. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.